What's going on, guys? This is the Chatterbait Fishing Show.
I'm Perry.
And I'm Jackson.
What's up, guys? Back at it again with another episode.
I believe this is episode 4.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Something like that.
Something like that.
I lose count after
3. Yeah, I can't count to barely to 10, so.
Okay, so catch of the day this week. We got something a little bit different. It's shopcrawls.com. You've probably heard of them. It's
their question.
Yeah, please sponsor us.
Please sponsor.
We just want your mystery tackle boxes. but we're going to do the question of the week. This is a little bit of an older question. It's the June 29th, 2020 week question. And the question reads, if you could only have 3 baits in your tackle box, what would they be?
So, Jackson, if you could have 3 baits, what would they be?
All right. Unpopular opinion, Bandito bug, a like soft body swim bait, like these storm swimmers over here.
Pretend you can see them.
Yeah, well, I mean, and then probably a jig or probably a jig, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'd say that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So personally, the Bandito
bug. I'm going to change my jig to a topwater popper. I would say Bandito bug because, you can pretty much catch all the time. You can fish it slow. You can fish it fast. You can jig it. It just works in the middle of the day, evening, morning. It's a versatile bait. And the storm swim bait, because swim baits, they're great. They're like one of the most realistic
live action
baits that you can get. And they're super easy to fish. And then popper, because who doesn't love a good popper hit?
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's one of the funnest fishing there is.
You can't get better fishing than topwater. It doesn't get much better than that. That's what I was thinking. Okay, so personal opinion, the Bandito bug is a great bait, but I don't think it's all that versatile because it's a bigger bait. It's like
it's not that big.
Yeah, but
it's a nice large amount. It's a small bait for a large amount.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what I think is stick bait, so like Lunker Log, Yamasinko, all that stuff. I think those are really good. They're super versatile because you can wacky rig them. Or Texas rig them. And then probably, I don't know, I'd say either a popper or like maybe a frog, because a frog is super versatile too. You can use it morning, night, even in the hot day, sometimes you'll get bites. So that's probably my 3. All right, fish thoughts?
Fish thoughts.
Fish thoughts. All right, so today,
as we promise,
we got some brim tips for you guys. And we are not brim masters. We're going to try and give us like our best tips on to catch some big old brim. So number 1.
Structure. Brim live in structure. That's why bass are around structure. Minnows and brim, they hang out in that structure for shade, for food.
Protection
from the bigger fish. Like some good structure are trees, some shady stuff, maybe some rocks, weeds. And stuff like that. Just look for cover.
Yep. Also, like, see a lot of brim beds. That's really good because, mm-hmm. You know, that's obviously where they're going to be at, especially in the springtime, late spring, because they're going to be spawning. And brim and spawning are super aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, you could throw in, like, a full-size lizard in there, and they try to eat it.
They try to eat a Bandito bug if they can.
Yeah.
I mean, the brim in our pond are really aggressive, though, because they made a popper. Like, I think you heard that last episode.
I don't know.
I'm not sure, though.
I think we did talk about that, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 2, we're going to go over some of the best baits. So I think, personally, that crickets and grasshoppers are super good. Here's why.
The best.
And better than worms, no doubt. One, because it's natural. You know, there's not just, I mean, worms drown in waters. Is there really just worms in ponds?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but grasshoppers are on top of the water. They're always getting eaten. And, 2, if you run out of worms, all you have to do is look around in the grass, and I guarantee you will find some grasshoppers or some crickets. And, like, it's never-ending bait.
Crickets are the same. Well, not the same shape. They get bigger and smaller. But you don't have to worry about putting too big of a worm bit on, because if you use a worm, you got to worry about using too small. They won't hit it. Or too big, they'll just pull it off the hook. And I mean, it's not that difficult, but it is one more thing to worry about versus just putting the cricket on through its backing up. But
yeah, and don't get us wrong. Worms are good. If that's all you have, you probably catch some brim. I guarantee you will.
And
also, if you can get them from like actually like out of the ground, I find that works a little bit better for some reason, just because it's like natural, like that's where they're at. So I don't know, I've just noticed that.
That's weird. But worms work great. They're easy to find. You just got to buy them in a store. Like, that's one of the easiest ways to do. And you don't have to have a cricket cage or anything. You just get a plastic cup.
Yep.
All right. Hook size. So you want to use panfish hooks depending on the size. If you're fishing a pond with a really little fish, you're going to need to use a really little hook. But the same goes for if you're fishing a pond with really big fish, they're going to not be able to get on that tiny little hook.
No, opposite. They will be able to get all that tiny hook, but it won't hook them because it's too small.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It won't hook them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you get too big of a hook for small fish, they won't be able to get in their mouth, and you won't be able to
It's just a balance. You got to figure it out. We went to this one place. They had brim. I mean, they were the size of your finger.
Yeah.
And they were. We had to use the smallest hooks we could find. They're, I mean, probably a centimeter long.
Yeah. Maybe two. If even a centimeter
long. Yeah, they were.
Tiny.
But, I mean, you dipped your rod in the water. Boom, got one like that. They hit like crazy. They were just tiny.
They do. They're just bang, bang, bang.
In our pond, we got half pounders, slabs. No, bro. Dude,
probably got like bigger than that. 3/4 pounders, 7/8 pounders.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, they're big. They're big brim.
They literally, they call them panfish. They wouldn't fit in a pan.
Yeah, they would.
You'd have to get a pretty big pan.
You have to get a full size skillet.
Yeah, bro.
Weight size. So, your standard split shot weight. Of about what? Is it 1/8 of an ounce split shot?
I don't know. But, So here's the easiest way to, like, define it. Just, like, a big enough weight where you can cast it to where you want to go. And not any more or any less.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you put, like, 14 weights on there, I mean, obviously, you're going to be able to cast really good. But it's going to sink insanely quickly. And you don't really want that.
And you won't feel the bites.
You won't feel the bites as well either. So, yeah, it's really a balance. You got to find out what you need.
And that's for dead weight. Because if you're using bobber... You normally use a bobber and maybe a tiny little weight on the bottom.
A tiny little split shot.
And I like dead weight better.
I do too. I mean, it depends on the place.
True.
Like at that place we're talking about with the tiny brim, mm-hmm. I would go dead weight.
Yeah.
Just depends.
In our pond, a bobber works better sometimes just to keep it a little bit off the bottom. But most of the time, I just dead weight.
Oh yeah, that reminds me of another tip. If you're using dead weight, split shots, move the split shots, I'd say 5 to 6 inches from the hook. So then your hook is just off the bottom. Because obviously if they're right next to the hook, the hook's not going to come off the bottom. So just another little quick tip for y'all guys.
All right. And number 3, patience. Patience is key. In bass fishing, you're constantly throwing out and reeling in. You can't do that in brim fishing. You cast it out and you let it sit.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all seen like little kids. They just throw it out and they're like, I got one. And they just start reeling it in within 3 seconds. And don't do that.
Nope.
Just... let it sit, wait till you get a bite, and then, you know, set the hook.
You got to be gentle and controlled. You cast it out, and you just feel for it. You keep the slack out of your line, but don't keep reeling it in. You just keep enough slack out just so you can feel a bite. And once you feel a bite, set the hook. Simple.
Any more tips you can think of off the top of your head? I'd say, honestly, patience is the main one. Like structure, bait, all that. I mean, that doesn't matter if you don't have patience.
True.
So, y'all just remember if you're going fishing, patience is important.
I guess reel it in.
Yeah.
This has been a very short episode, per se, because we only went over 2 things. And we went over the Shop Crawl's question of the week and brim tips and tricks. Get out there, catch you some brim.
See you guys.
I think next week. We're going to be talking about our mystery tackle box coming in the mail.
See how this is going to be the first time. Sneak peek. Y'all stay tuned. See y'all.
Bye.